Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before I start, as you know, I like to do this, but it's very important to me to say thank you to each and every single one of you who downloads the podcast. Not only those of you that comment and message me and say thank you, but simply downloading the podcast is just telling me that you are making a commitment to get better. And that's why I do what I do, to help you guys. So today's thank you is to each and every single one of you who downloads the podcast. I'm so grateful. Now, episode 99, let's talk about selling. Now, before you go, oh, you've done podcast episodes on strategies to sell, this is something that frightens me, I'm panicky when it comes down to selling, I'm going to hit today's subject of selling from a slightly different angle. How do you sell without selling? Now, for many years as a professional coach, I didn't know what selling was, yet I had a full diary, I had a waiting list, and I had inquiries all the time. And it's very interesting that I stop regularly and think about this. And the reason that this episode has kind of sprung to the forefront of my thoughts is that training in the gym where I train here in London, very recently there has been a new coach join the facility. And the first time someone new joins, I just watch them. I watch them around the gym. I watch their energy, watch their personality. And, you know, I was sitting talking to my wife the other night and I said, when you see the new trainers join, is there anyone that kind of springs to your mind that you would want to work with? And she says, no. And I was like, isn't that incredible? Because in order for somebody to want to work with you, you've got to kind of stand out to some degree. There's got to be something about you. And, you know, my wife and I'm the same, will say there's no one really that stands out that you would want to work with. And that's because they don't do anything to make themselves stand out. And she said, but there is this one guy, and we both agreed that there was someone that started recently that just looks engaging, is happy, but wants to talk to you. And I, incidentally, was speaking to him recently. And his passion was shining through. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I know I've been in the industry a long time and there's only a very handful of people that I would actually hire to work with me and teach me something. But I was talking to this guy and I was thinking, do you know what? If somebody was new in this gym or somebody was relatively experienced in this gym and you were there around the gym, there's something about you that makes people want to talk to you. There's something about you that gives off this, I care. And I sat and I chatted to my wife a bit and I was like, you know, if you were obviously training and he came over and chatted to you, would you feel kind of like you want to talk to him? And she was like, yeah, 100%, 100%. And so as I do with a lot of my days nowadays, I'm constantly thinking about how all this relates to you guys, how his energy is doing something which a lot of coaches don't do. And it comes down to passion. Now, a lot of people, you know, you'll see marketers say, you know, passion isn't the number one thing, it's strategies and all this sort of stuff. But in the fitness industry, in the service industry, your passion, to me, for what you do, speaks louder than any sales conversation. Because it has a level of infectiousness. I get messages from you guys all the time saying, thank you so much for sharing everything that you do to help us. It's so clear that you care. And guys, I mean this. I do. And the reason I care is because not only that I've been where you are, I've learnt from other people along the way that have been passionate about what they do. But my main thing is that to the core, I'm passionate. To the core, I love the fitness industry. When I started training people, I had one thing that I just wanted to do. I knew that being in a gym was my place, the place that made me feel happy. And the fact that I got to talk to people every single day about the one thing that I was passionate about, training, nutrition, changing my body shape, and just realizing that I had this gift to be able to help other people to do the same. And inside, I would just be excited every single morning to walk into the gym and just be relentless with my conversations and know that I was getting, I've always called a gym a sober nightclub, but you know, you go in a bar and people are chatting, you just see they're passionate about other people and passionate about having conversations, not about selling anything. And it's infectious to see when people just love chatting. And this is online and this is face to face. And so when we talk about selling without selling, how do you do that? Well, in order to sell, people need to, there needs to be something that you have that they want, a solution that they're struggling to solve, but for some reason they feel like you're the person that's going to help them. So let's look at the characteristics of somebody who's more than likely not going to help somebody. Head down, uninterested, boring, uninspiring. And on the flip side, what's the type of person that you feel that you're going to gravitate towards? High energy, motivated, always there to help. Being able to share knowledge. And it's just unbelievably clear that they want to help. You know, let me liken this to, for example, an Instagram page that's just literally stock pictures, text of, you know, information about weight loss and nutrition, no pictures of you, no inspiring content or videos showing your energy and your passion. It's just flat. It's uninspiring. It's boring. And then you walk around the gym and you see somebody flat, uninspired, more than likely low in self-confidence, and you wonder why your business isn't growing. Yet you put a notice up on the board saying you're available for personal training. You put that you've got 3 or 4 slots available in your diary on your Instagram page. No one picks up on that. One of the things about selling is you have to cultivate something that people want. And when you are a personal brand, it is up to you to cultivate this personality, to cultivate this energy. And if it's low, uninspiring, your head's down in the gym, and your head down in the gym is very easy to replicate online. You've just got to look at someone's page, which you go, oh, it's full of energy and vibrancy, and I just want to get to know that person. And you've got to be able to self-audit your own page and look at it and go, genuinely, when I look at that page, would somebody landing on it go, you are full of energy, inspiring, you love studying, you love training, you're just a page that I want to be connected to? And give yourself an audit out of a scale of 1 to 10. Are you someone that clearly you'd want to follow because you've got this high energy and passion? Go into the gym environment. Look at other people that love training. What does that feel? Are they the type of person that you just love to watch them train because they just love being in the gym? And then you watch trainers and they're bored, they're uninspiring. And you've got to be able to look at other trainers and then audit yourself and say, what am I giving off? Am I giving off the fact that I love what I do and I'm passionate about what I do? It was very interesting when I was actually comparing this from a business perspective recently, not just trainers, but entrepreneurs as well. Most people are very, very intimidated by entrepreneurs because they're very focused, and business people, they're very focused, but their passion is quite intimidating because they talk about how much they want to help people and how much they want to learn to get better and how much They've challenged themselves to improve in all areas. But more than that, there's a type of person that they're here on this planet to help and help them improve. And everybody that's around them just feels their energy and feels that they want to be a part of their world. So I'm challenging you right now. Who do you follow? Who is there in a gym environment that you watch and you just feel an energy and think, do you know what? If they came up to me and said that there was something that they had to sell, would you buy it? And 9 times out of 10, there's people that you've bought into recently that are hugely inspiring, passionate, high-energied. It's very, very clear who they work with and who they help. Would you have any hesitation in spending any money with them? And then the chances are, no, you wouldn't. But what these people are doing all day by presenting their passion is they're selling without selling. Because, you know, I'm going to put this on me for a second. You want a degree of what I have or what I have achieved, what I've achieved in my career so far. You see my energy. You want to know how I operate at a certain level and how I grow and how I develop. And you message me and ask for a piece of it, right? This is in interesting for me to discuss with you, because I get messages very frequently saying, look, you know, you do this, you do that, you've achieved this, you've achieved that, but I haven't sold anything. I'm literally portraying me and who I am and what I'm all about and how I help people. I don't put up a sign saying I am available for this. But then I just get messages from people saying, you know, I love what you do and I love your ability to share and help people. Which way can I get involved? And so this is selling without selling. And so this is the point that I'm getting at. In the gym, people are talking to the most passionate trainers all day, every day. And that's why they're full. Look at a trainer in the gym who's high energy. They're in the gym constantly. They are making people happy. They're smiling. They're talking. They're having conversations. They're making it very, very clear to other people that they love doing what they do. You know, that you can see that their physique looks great, or they're in shape, or, you know, they're having conversations and you can just see people having a good time around them. But their diary is full. They've got a waiting list. You go on their social media platform and even just taking a snapshot of 6 images or videos that they've got on their page, you can see they love being in the fitness industry. And here's the thing, audit yourself at a passion level. If you have passion 2 out of 10, you won't sell. I don't care whether you do the best sales course. I don't care whether you've got your strategy written down that you're going to close like this. This is why closing is very, very difficult, because people buy into you, they buy into your passion, they buy into who you are and what you're all about. And if they can't feel that energy, if they can't feel that passion, the likelihood of people involving themselves with your business, your brand is very, very low. So going back to the audit, you know, could you stop for a second and say, you know, I don't feel very motivated in the morning, and I'm not really reading much at the moment to do with fitness and health. I'm not really developing my physique. I'm not really doing many courses. I honestly wouldn't say I'm progressing at a rapid pace. And to be honest with you, my client numbers are not where they need to be. I'm marketing all the time. I'm telling people I'm available for training, but no one's coming to see me. And you've got to do this self-audit. You've got to say, what am I presenting to the marketplace? Go to environments. I mean, I look at the guys at M10. I walk in the gym and I see the energy of the personal training. I see the energy in the gym. I see the camaraderie between the team. I see and listen to the rate that they grow and their knowledge. It's so clear to see the passion that exists in that environment. And that's why we've always called it an infectious environment for success. The trainers grow, they get better. Our clients see their passion. Their retention rates are very high. Their sign-up rates are very, very high, because it's an environment people want to be a part of. We get messages from people that follow us, engage with us, hear from us, great numbers of referrals, and our inquiries keep coming in, and our leads come coming in, and our conversions keep going up. And they have done all over the years. And this is the interesting thing. Go in a gym, look at the trainer that's the busiest, and say to yourself, are they selling? Here's the deal. They're selling without selling. Go to the most successful trainer and say, what is your sales strategy? They say, I don't have one. I just have people contact me and want to train with me, and I tell them what price I am, and I start them off on the journey, and then away we go. Now, is this kind of contradicting my podcast episodes or my sales program that I teach you guys? No, not at all, because you still need a sales strategy. You know, if people are motivated and inspired to watch you and they see your passion and they want to work with you, you've then got to get somebody on the right package that's for them and take them through the whole coaching process. But if you're flat, if you're uninspiring, the point about this podcast is that you can do the majority of the sale by being you, by being somebody that people want to buy into. I talk to people about why they invest in me. You know, why people come on different courses and they're like, do you know what, you know, the rate that you progress through the industry, you know, I haven't dipped in my passion. My passion's got more powerful over the years than it was when I first started. I'm going to challenge you right now on a scale of 10, 1 to 10, what's your passion? Do I watch it and see a fake level of effort and passion? Or do I see this relentless pursuit for more, being more, and just loving what you do? And I think, you know, with a lot of fitness professionals, there's a long, hard look at yourself is the thing that's needed. A long, hard look at yourself to say, I don't have high energy. I'm not really moving forward. I'm not motivated. You know, when I train my clients, you know, what did they see? You know, when I used to be with my clients, all the time, they'd be training them, and I talk about things I'm learning all the time. So I'm unbelievable. I'm reading this book about this subject at the moment, and next weekend I'm going on a course, and then I've got my bodybuilding show to look forward to. And they're just like, pfft. And I give my clients things to talk about because they sit with their friends, like my trainer, like literally studying this. We've just tried that, and that works. And now my trainer's going to go and do this, and he's just done that. And if you're an inspiring, high energy, passionate person, you're just someone that people want to be around. People that want to talk about you, and it's very easy to see in the gym and still online. And I will talk about this, and I talk about this in my new Brand Impact Mastery course a lot. But if your social media page does look dull, boring, uninterested, and uninspiring, and you are unable to present your passion with high energy, then people are going to watch it and just see posts. They don't see anything that represents what you're all about. I showed my passion for health and fitness for years by my speed to develop my physique. I show my passion for this industry in this podcast, in my energy and my voice and my clarity. I show my passion for the fitness industry and my ability to create content for you guys that helps you. And it helps you because I've been where you are. And it helps you because I help a lot of other people, and then you realize that there's something that people are getting from me that you want too. You want what I have. You want what I'm able to help other people have. And honestly, I don't mind selling to you guys. I don't mind telling you to be a part of my masterminds, my mentorships. Why? Because if that passion inside of you is a bit flat, then I can get it back out of you. My team, our coaching systems, give you that lift in energy. When anybody leaves our training seminars or my masterminds and mentorship programs, they're like, oh my God, I feel full of energy. Yes, you are, because we've just given you some new knowledge and lifting up your passion, and you go in the gym and people see that, they feed off that, they want that from you. And so the interesting thing here about the podcast sometimes is, as much as I can give you time management strategies and marketing strategies and social media strategies, your energy, if it is low and if people can't see your passion and if you are not passionate, good luck selling, even online. You know, if you tell somebody you've got an online training program, why would I book you if you look on your page as a boring person, uninspiring, uninterested, and flat? I'm not going to buy online training. So we've got to, you know, I talk about this in my Brand Impact Mastery course. We talk about your own personality, your own energy. Are you aware of how you present that to the marketplace? Do you turn up at the gym every day and say, do you know what? I need to present myself at this higher state. I need to show up and be in the gym more often, speak to more people. I go back to this guy that's joined the gym where I'm at as a new trainer. I was only talking to a bodybuilder about how to help him with a knee injury he's got. The trainer comes over and goes, hope you don't mind if I listen in, guys. Really interested. And I thought, what a great guy. He's interested. All the other trainers, their heads are down. They don't talk to anybody. They're bored. So this episode, if you want to sell, you need to cultivate you to be a better seller, i.e. your passion is one of the cheapest ways to sell. It's easy for people to see. It's easy for people to get a feel for what it's like to be around you when all they see is infectious high energy and knowledge and helping people and supporting people. The same thing online. If I can't get a feeling for your passion online, if I can't get a feeling for the thing that you love, the chances of me investing in you are slim to none. So if you want to learn how to sell without selling, step number one is to identify where's that passion. If it's flat, that's the thing you got to work on. Why are you not feeling very inspired and passionate at the moment? Is it because you're not learning? Is it because you're not training in yourself? How do you actually set yourself a new goal and let people see that that passion's not gone anywhere? Sure, you can train 30, 35 class. You can do 30 to 35 sessions a week, all right, and not be passionate and just stick with those sessions. Your clients will hang on because they're not the type of clients who want results. They're just seeing a trainer. But also, if you want to actually get the right types of clients moving forward, your passion is going to be the number one thing that's going to carry that forward. So you got to look for your passion. If it's not there, you got to find it, whether it's studying more, working with people, mentoring, whatever it may be. But if you are very passionate, but you're quite quiet, you need to step it up so people can see that. People can relate to that. Lift your energy up in your training sessions, because this is such a very, very simple way to sell what you do. Get more people to talk about you, more people to see you. If you're online, represent it. And also go to other people's pages, look at somebody and go, I see their energy and their passion. I need to start cultivating that. And you can't just expect it to come. There's a lot of things in business you have to work at. I wanted to portray my passion with developing my physique. I had to work to build it. I had to stick to my diet. I had to diet down into shows, because it's my passion, but I represented and showed that whole journey. So just where we're at today with this podcast, if you want to learn how to sell without selling, bring your passion to the forefront. Ask yourself, are people seeing enough of me? Ask yourself, am I displaying enough of the very reason why I'm in this industry? Because if you're not, and you're not giving that energy to other people, they're not going to say, I want what you have. They're not going to say, I want you to be the one that takes me on your journey. You're not going to be the person that's going to be able to sell, because you've not done the first part of the process. People buy from people they like. And if they buy from people that they're like and they're inspired by, when you actually say that you've got the solution to their problems, that's when they're going to buy. But if the first bit's not done, good luck trying to sell at the opposite end. Guys, I hope you found today's episode of value, helpful. If you did, please drop me a message on Instagram. Let me know. I always like to hear from you guys, engage with you guys, get comments from you, talk to you, find out where you are on your journey. But just remember, if you're going to try and sell personal training, you can do it just by your actions. It doesn't have to be a set strategy. And the people that are full, the people that have waiting lists, the people that have lots and lots of people inquiring for them online or face-to-face are the people that you can look at and see that that energy and passion is there in abundance. And if yours isn't, it's time to start working at it. Guys, have a great day. Speak soon.